Tewantin State School students will remember Summer Steer today. The four-year-old died 12 years ago after swallowing a button battery. Summer's Day is an annual event to raise awareness and alert other parents to the dangers of the small batteries that can be found in toys and remote controls. Pediatric surgeon Dr. Kelvin Chu explains why they must be kept away from kids.
It can cause a significant burn inside your stomach or your esophagus or your bowel. If you have any suspicion whatsoever that your child has swallowed a button battery, please seek urgent and immediate medical help.
Council will hold an ordinary meeting at Chambers in Maroochydore today. On the agenda, the CEO will present the Council's second quarterly progress report, which covers the period from the end of September to the end of last year. The report outlines the progress in delivering annual operational activities. The report states the Council has progressed 93% of operational plan activities, while six have been delayed, including the delivery of the 2032 Olympic Games competition venues being the Sunshine Coast Stadium upgrade and the Sunshine Coast Indoor Sports Centre after the awarding of contracts was paused for the state election. Not-for-profit Sunshine Coast-based organisation Bloom Hill Cancer Care is merging with the Leukaemia Foundation to increase its holistic support services for people and families facing cancer, including but not limited to blood cancer. Bloom Hill, which has been based at Budrum for the past 27 years, also offers activities like meditation, art therapy and educational workshops, with services available to locals of all ages and stages of cancer treatment. Bloom Hill CEO Mervat Quirk says this merger will extend support to even more people.
We do want to pave the way forward in the way of what cancer care will look like in the future for our communities. It's definitely an exciting and important merger that will bridge the health current gaps in our system. And I'm very, very privileged and grateful for the fact that, you know, by standing alongside the Leukaemia Foundation, Bloom Hill Cancer Care has got some great opportunities ahead.
And a streetscape upgrade for Maroochydore's Ocean Street is now underway. Division 8 Councillor Taylor Bunnag has the details.
Over the next few months, works will begin to enhance the street with a refreshed garden beds, repainted curbs and improved accessible parking bays. The shared zone will become more eye-catching with a printed mural that will cover the length of the street.